Recovery, helping people find recovery.
Quick! Does anyone know a good social justice warrior? I know I'm offended, but I can't remember why. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next.
Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution or either a mindset that you can't
today?
Or cannot?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I know. Hey, you and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
I love truth bombs. Have you figured that one out? Three of them in a row. It's nice. One of them saying that everything's being marked COVID, which is true. Two, everything's being marked COVID by the CDC, and the flu just miraculously left in February. First time it's a Christmas miracle. First time in history. And they just marked everything COVID. And then Morgan Freeman actually talking about what racial justice is all about.
Yep.
So I love the truth bombs. Welcome back. We're live today. Huge show today, by the way. Dr. Rashid Batar, and he's going to be amazing. Man, does he just tell it like it is. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love it. I love that. I was just saying amen to everything he says on his videos. He's been working with the White House. The White House got with him after they saw his videos kept getting censored.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll talk about that on the show today. And then we have Dr. Pesta rounding out the show today. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm pretty good. I'm getting scared, though.
You're getting scared? Why?
Well, two more old men died, and I'm an old man.
Jeez. Did you see the reporting by the Spectrum?
Yes.
I don't know what their problem is. I don't know if they can write an actual news report, but their news said this, and I'm not joking you. Not kidding you. Sorry. That was terrible English. So they said two deaths, one in the range of 60 and 85, and one in the range of 18 and 60. But the news already outed that one was 85. That's the 60 to 85. Mm-hmm. And one was 60. That's the 18 to 60. Why do they keep doing that?
It's called hiding the truth.
It's called manipulation. Exactly. Hiding the truth, manipulation, misleading. It's 18 to 60. You know what? And you know what else? On one, they said longtime nursing home resident in a care facility.
No kidding.
With other things, other health mm-hmm. conditions, because that's mm-hmm. always what it is. And mm-hmm. the 60-year-old, we don't have enough information.
Yeah.
Really? You got enough information on the other one? Always making it trying to look like it's randomly hitting everybody. With the picture in the Deseret News of a young guy getting swabbed in his 20s.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
More and more people are waking up.
I know.
I was sitting down next to somebody at the car wash today.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sat down, I said, now you don't mind that my chair is not 6 feet away from you, do you? He looks up and he laughs. He says, no, not at all. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you feel safe.
Oh, wow. Oh, my. You know, we have some problems, but that's just...
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's been asking me, voting-wise, what to do. have you been getting this, too?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just tell you. I'll just tell you. I'm definitely not voting for Sean Reyes. I wouldn't vote for Sean Reyes. I don't think he really understands liberty. I don't think he'll actually stand for it. I've interviewed him. I'm just not impressed. All hat, no cattle. Most of the people are running, by the way. Most of them are. If I was going to go for attorney general, I'd go for Leavitt. If I was going to go school board, this has been a hard one because I don't think either one are fantastic. And when Scott Smith ran against Michelle Bolter was the clear winner and clear person in my eyes to have that role. And I'm really bummed she's not running. Mm-hmm. So Scott would probably not be my first pick. And Norton, I saw an interview with Norton that I think she might be teachable. I think she has a lot of reservations about Common Core. Whether they're strong enough, I don't know. Maybe she's more teachable. With Scott Smith, I worry about bringing in the element of schools and mental health, because that's been his background.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry about that. I worry that that would be condoned. With Norton, she hasn't been out there a lot, and that's not been good for her. She should have been out there with the issues. I think she's more shy, actually. Is she teachable? Well, I know Michelle, who served on the school board, is casting a vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think either one are stellar. I don't think they're either one. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know. Also, I'd probably go Willie Billings more than I would Brad Last. Brad Last came out, and now he's saying the NRA loves him. Oh, please. Does he own a gun? Anyway, okay. Brad Last, I think, has misled people from the very beginning of his career. I think that he's the good old boy. You need to get Brad Last out. And Willie, let Willie take a shot at it.
Well, not only that, but the NRA is not exactly the endorsement it used to be.
No. We had Ollie on.
Yeah, they've been a little disappointed.
Yeah, and so all these last minute, I'm such a patriot. I don't like that. I don't like that. And with governor, I haven't decided yet. Sorry. I know. You're probably wondering why I'm just, I haven't decided yet.
You know, I actually made a statement today about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to vote for Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And not because he's the best of all the bad,
mm-hmm.
But what I said was, I'm going to take his word.
Mm-hmm.
But God help him if he fails.
Mm.
God help him if he doesn't keep his word.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
he's the only one at least saying the right things.
Yeah. Well, I told Iverson, don't be all hat and no cattle. We're tired of getting told things that you're going to do. And they have all the same people in the background working with them. Don't let them fool you. I mean, would I want Huntsman or Cox in that role? No. I mean, oh my gosh, talk about a straight path to leftist liberal Utah. I mean, yeah, that would be your quickest way, right? It's not like the other guys wouldn't chime in their portion of it, because Greg likes the UN, the inland port, you know, stuff like that. But I have to say that if you want a very quick road, you want the shortcut to a very liberal Utah, you go with Huntsman or you go with Cox. I would never, ever vote for either one of those. I think they're thugs. I would not vote for them.
Well, and the only vote you have to mm-hmm. prevent either one of those from getting in is to vote for Hughes.
Well,
I mean, that's the only vote that's going to stop Cox or Huntsman.
I've had some people ask me, well, Lee is voting for Huntsman. He's endorsing him. And I said, that's on Lee. I think Lee owed him a favor from working for him.
Probably.
And I can't imagine that you wouldn't realize that Huntsman is A-OK, and so's Cox with vaccines mandatory and all the stuff. And Cox has hidden a lot about how he felt about Trump, and that's really ticking people off, because he was really vocal about Trump and he stomped all over Trump, and now he wants people to think that he likes Trump, and he's using the whole Trump card, you know, and I don't mm-hmm. like that. I don't, all these guys, I mean, I'm just, I long for people to be more than all hat, no cattle, and all showmanship, never ever doing what they say they're going to do. And that's really a tough thing, because that's what I've witnessed.
Yep.
And they, you know, everyone has a record, right? Most of them have records. So those are all, I'm just being honest. I mean, if you're going to ask me off the air, I'm going to say it on the air and let the chips fall. But yeah, I'm not, it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's just not absolutely not a good year to vote.
Yeah, and they're getting real screwy. Why does Huntsman want to come back? Why does he still want the limelight? Why does he still want to be governor? He was governor back in the 2000s. Why now?
So that he may still be considered for something else.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Obama loved him. What does that tell you? I can't imagine that somebody would go, yeah, I'm casting a vote for either one of those guys. I just can't imagine. After what we've just been through, I think that's the problem for me, is we've just been through a lockdown. Utah could have gone the way of South Dakota. We have the same exact numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a third exactly of everything we have. So why didn't we? Why didn't we go that way? Because Cox and Herbert decided that they wanted everybody to be terrified, and they decided that they wanted to step in and let the let all the mayors know how they should go with this thing and how they should lock down businesses. That should have never happened. There are people suing Herbert right now. They're suing him. Business owners are suing him. Good. I am so glad to hear that. It's awesome news. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi, Uncle Milton.
Hello.
Wasn't John Huntsman the ambassador to China?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And ask the question again. Why do you think he wants to be governor of Utah?
Mm-hmm.
A land rich in resources.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't think
that's a real stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I'm so with you. I'm so with you. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So it is a tough year. But I think Brad Last needs to go. He's been writing your tax bills for far too long and hiding behind them. And I think he needs to go. But I think a lot of them need to go. There's only two I think I even trust anymore that are in politics. It's getting slim pickings, friends.
Well, you know, that's the real sad part anymore,
yeah.
Is you really don't have anybody that you can stand behind.
Yeah.
Nobody. And I don't know anybody that really does, you know.
Right, right.
There's a lot of people out there that play the political game.
Mm-hmm.
But do they really, really believe what they're saying? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Otherwise, they wouldn't use so many platitudes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one, you guys. And you know, when you ask questions, ask for detailed responses. I asked the question, so what did South Dakota do exactly and how did they do it and why that you agreed with? And the answer I got was they just trusted their people. Well, that's a platitude. You give me the reasons why you studied what they did and that you align with what they did. And that you know how to do it, too. And that you're going to do some things, you know, that are actually like you actually know the way to do it.
Yeah.
Don't just tell me some platitude. I don't like that. That's not okay. So look for the platitude-y answers, because I had a friend that interviewed people for governor, and it was just all platitudes. So just be so aware. I mean, I don't know that we're going to get much choice.
No, anyway.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You got the notion. Said I'd like to know when. You got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They're doing some great things in helping you to lose the weight, which is so fun, right? So nice. And whether you put on 50 pounds, the COVID 50 or the COVID 20, maybe from the stress, you're still racking up some pounds. The best way, the fastest way I've ever seen would be to go to Dr. Diet. That's been, for me, the quickest way I've ever lost weight and kept it off. And that's what's important, I think, for your own health. I just saw a picture of a guy that lost 40 pounds today, a friend of mine, and I was thinking, man, he just looks so much better. This is the way to do it. Go to Dr. Diet, get it done. Get it done quickly, and also get it done under the help of someone that knows what they're doing. That's the whole secret of Dr. Diet. So you're going to have that accountability every week. It's going to keep you on track, but you've also got somebody that will understand your body type, know what you're up against health challenge-wise or whatever the case, and make sure that you are taking part in that. It is an awesome way to do it. I promise you'll be so happy you did it. Go to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet on the Boulevard, 628 Diet. Love these guys. They're so good, you guys. Find Dr. Diet Wellness Center on Facebook, too, and they've got specials all the time. They're really, really fantastic people. I trust them. There's so much to talk about. We could talk about voting, but I think we've kind of covered the gist of it. I mean, there aren't a huge amount of races, but it's important. You know, people are wondering what's going to go on 5 months from now. And will we be in a lockdown? I think they'll try to do a lockdown before and during the election. I really do. That's kind of a given. Now, what happens after that will be interesting, won't it? Because it kind of depends on who takes the White House too a little bit. But mostly it's going to be on your governors. So we have to be really careful with the governor choice. In every state, in every state that's up for that. So it's just a thing, right? Yeah, we have to. I have a shirt, a Kate Daly Show t-shirt that, let me know if you're interested, but it says COVID-19 with the little Walmart insignia and then, you know, little star, the little daisy. And then it says, we're all buying into this together. And I got some mean looks from some young girls who thought it was a really mean t-shirt. And I was laughing so hard because I thought, you don't even understand what you're doing. And I'm watching all these people walk around and they're terrified. And I'm just, it's so sad to me because they've been so misled. When I see the youth so terrified, you know, my son got his diploma today. And it was really an awful year. Really a horrible year, and he was just glad that it's all done with and over. Yep. You know what I mean? All done. And I had to agree. I'm glad it's all done, and I'm glad I'm out of the school system and I don't have to put up with their nonsense. Because I trust me, they're going to have a lot of nonsense come September. And I wonder how you parents are going to react to that. I wonder if you're going to finally homeschool, which I think you should, or whether you're going to keep them in and make them wear a mask. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. Anyway, do you guys remember the testing, one of the testing companies that came out with their test in Utah for COVID? And everyone's like, oh, it's a great test. And I was like, it's nothing. It's just using math and algorithms. The PCR test is just using a blanket approach. I mean, we don't have a test for COVID. Well, this, so they actually did an article back in March, I think it was, all about, you know, distributing 50,000 a day of these tests. Well, it just came out that there was a class action lawsuit against the maker of that test. For alleging that executives at Co-Diagnostics misrepresented its test as being 100% accurate in statements and news releases. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And I tried to warn people in March, you know, hey, don't believe that, because there's no way they could actually come up with a test this quick.
Nope.
They have to test it on animals and do all kinds of stuff. There's no way. Well, people said, no, you don't understand, Kate. You just don't understand. Well, there you go. They represented it as accurate. It's not accurate. I'm telling you.
None of them are.
So many people are such liars out there. It just makes me want to vomit. Okay, so fifth legislative special session this year. Mm. That's a lot of emergencies, don't you think?
Well, I guess that if you want to believe that they're only doing that in emergencies.
We're in June.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just loving this whole, we get to do this. We get to do this away from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys, we're in such trouble. We're in such trouble. If they can get away with doing this all year long, I mean, my gosh, this is the fifth special session. What in the world? Why do we even have sessions anymore? We'll just have special sessions where they're all secret. It's awesome. Please don't California, my Utah. Please, for the love of Pete, stop.
Too late.
I know. We need to speak out. We need to speak out about it. So the Supreme Court. You want to talk about this?
They're so supreme.
They're so supreme.
The Supreme Court over the years has morphed into a secondary legislative branch.
Yeah. Yeah, they think they are anyway.
They do. They believe that they can now legislate from the bench because, of course, if Congress isn't going to do it, somebody has to.
Mm-hmm.
So
they decided they would do it.
They're the ones. Yeah, they're the ones.
Yeah.
So they're legislating now. Instead of just letting nothing happen.
Right.
Like it's supposed to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're moving right along.
Yep.
Where's that song? Moving right along. they're just taking on that mantle for themselves. And you know what? Look at the articles. The Supreme Court ruled Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Ruled.
In favor of.
How about gave us an opinion?
Yeah.
An opinion. Oh my gosh, you guys were in such trouble. That workers cannot be fired for being gay or transgender, marking a major victory for members. I do want to say this because I actually posted Chris Ann Hall's message, right? And this was really, really good. And I would like to share this with you if you don't mind. Chris Ann Hall, as we know, always makes a lot of sense. Okay. So when she saw the headline, she said, can we please deal with some facts? I'm absolutely certain that this post is going to trigger a few people who simply cannot and will not understand what liberty actually means. So just be on notice. Some might find what they are about to read is offensive or controversial. But she said, I'm gonna push ahead. So she said, first, she said, the section of the Civil Rights Act in question makes it unlawful for employers to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Okay. So the section does not affect churches, religious organizations, religious schools, or private clubs. Therefore, there's no threat to any of those organizations in Gorsuch's opinion. Okay. Second, this is likely the most controversial part. If you're going to be upset with Gorsuch over this opinion, you should condemn him for upholding the Civil Rights Act in the first place. She's right. There is no constitutional authority for the federal government to dictate hiring or firing practices on private businesses. You cannot even invoke the 14th Amendment because that specifically applies to state government actors. So she said, I find it particularly ironic that Kavanaugh quoted Hamilton to support his dissent, but has never quoted Hamilton saying that the original intent is the only lawful means of applying the Constitution. See, it was always equality before the law, never in anything else, because you can't legislate that. Otherwise, you have a lot of problems when you start to legislate attitudes, behaviors, and what people can do or not in their private business, right? That was me speaking, not her. But here, so let me go back to her statement. And every law created by Congress using a power not delegated is void. So if he did, he would have to admit that the Civil Rights Act is void. So before the SPLC spins this into something that it's not, let me be clear. I, in no way, shape, or form, promote or personally support discrimination based on physical, biological, or medical reasons. I have always and will always support individual liberty. So in that a private business owner has just as much liberty to discriminate as I have to discriminate against private business. She's right.
Yep.
So it is not the government's job to dictate who I can hire or fire, who I can associate with, or where I can and cannot shop. The application of government power is so far outside the realm of constitutional authority, it is mind-boggling to see how we even justify its activity. If we could only realize that the government has the authority to tell us who we must hire and also have the authority to tell us who we cannot hire. Mm-hmm. We must understand that now more than ever in the recent government shutdowns of businesses over COVID. When government issues you permission to operate your business, they also hold the power to prevent you from opening your business under the threat of removal. And third, if we are to give government the power to enforce Civil Rights Act, why would we allow government to pick and choose which aspects of discrimination are okay for private business? Isn't that the entire purpose of the Civil Rights Act? To protect from non-work-related discrimination? So when we become educated on the Constitution and proficient in these principles of liberty, then we truly become critical thinkers. This would be a good thing for America. You're certainly welcome to weigh in on this, but I was just noticing in all the local news, they use the word Supreme Court ruled. We have such a problem with understanding mm-hmm. the Supreme Court's job, don't we? So the problem with this is going to be that I might not want to hire somebody because their resume, and they can claim it's because they're gay.
Right.
Just like
and
I
they
could,
will.
I can walk out of a thing saying it's because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our big problem here. We're facing a big problem with that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So Gorsuch and Kavanaugh supported the majority decision on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is exactly what we've been getting for years. We won't learn. At best, you can say the typical Republican is lazy because mm-hmm. they're recklessly lazy because they won't look into the backgrounds of these people. Gorsuch, among other things, had many unconstitutional positions before when he was nominated, mm-hmm. And people just ignored him. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a most powerful organization working to overthrow America and create a one-world communist government.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh supported the wrote the Vincent Foster opinion when it was obvious murder, and he just covered up all the facts, and then he wrote the Star, much of the Star opinion that avoided so many of the Clinton crimes. I mean, you can go on and on. And this is what we're doing with our state governors. All the governors on the Republican tickets, or all the candidates, excuse me, have shown that they do not support freedom of the Constitution. Hughes, 43% of his votes at Liberatus Institute, I recommend you going there. 9 years of votes, over 150 votes, 43% generalizing were for decreasing liberty, violating individual rights. Just go to Liberatus' website and see that. I mean, you don't have, he's a member of the Buckshot Caucus. That is the CFR in the Utah. I mean, they're the you know, talk to Ben McClintock about him. I mean, he had UT what is it, the Transportation Board scandal. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I remember reporting on it at the time.
Contract that he financially benefited from.
Right.
People need to look into the backgrounds. This is the what's going to happen if he was elected. He's elected governor. He's going to be making bad decisions. He's going to be signing into law bad laws, and people are going to say he changed.
Right.
No, he didn't change. He never learned who he was.
I got to go to a break. Thank you. Thank you. I also wanted to mention too that the LGBT came out in Southern Utah and said, "We are thrilled with joy today. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that companies no longer have the right to discriminate against LGBT." Now, isn't that statement conclusive that that's what all business was doing? So the assertion here is that they can't do this any longer.
Right.
Were they really doing it?
No.
No. That's your whole...
here and there.
That's the whole... Well, yeah, but they... I mean, my gosh, do you know how hard that is? Come on. You could walk out going, "It's because I'm gay. I know it's because I'm gay." What about you just have a terrible resume, right? See? So they're just proposing the idea and putting it in concrete that all businesses have been discriminating and now they're free. That's garbage. That's the garbage statement. Be right back.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread.
I was just trying to remember a time when things were normal. Hard, but normal. Now they're weird. They're not normal. They're just weird. And this year's been insane. Don't you remember the 70s? You know, I'll take the 70s back. I really would at this point.
And it was pitiful.
Yeah. I mean, the 70s. I mean, think about it. I mean, things were, it was your normal part of the stuff that happened in the 70s, but you had a lot of junk going on. But my gosh, I would take it over what we're having to deal with today. I think because of the brainwashing. I think that's really at the heart of it. It's all the brainwashing that's gone on in America. That's the hard part for me.
And actually, this Supreme Court ruling is just more brainwashing. That's all it is. Because the actual Civil Rights Act of 1964 said this. To limit, segregate, or classify employees in any way which would deprive or tend to deprive any individual of employment opportunities or otherwise adversely affect his status as an employee because of an individual's race, color, religion, sex, meaning male or female, or national origin. It didn't say sexuality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this ruling by the Supreme Court, that they call this ruling by the Supreme Court, says now that when it says sex, it means your sexuality.
Yeah, you're
whether you're homosexual, transgender, whatever you identify as, now comes under that definition of sex. But that's not true because there's only two genders, male and female. They can pretend all they want about other things. There's two genders. And so I think a good attorney could beat and make the Supreme Court reverse this opinion. Right? I really do.
Yeah. Interesting. I have to say again, though, when Troy Williams, director of Equality Utah, steps out to say the Supreme Court has ruled that companies no longer have the right to discriminate against LGBT Americans in the workplace, he's asserting that that's been going on. Do you know, I've never seen evidence of that. And if somebody wants to claim that, it's a hard claim, because how do you claim that? And so he's insisting that that's just, that companies have just been mean to people.
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
Has nothing to do with their resume, has nothing to do with, you know, who they are. Give me a break. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
All right. Yep. So I got to correct Uncle Milty.
Oh, yeah?
Three genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. There are two sexes, male or female.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You're my pal. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Right. Appreciate it. Let me take another call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I'm a fourth class citizen now?
Yeah. Fifth. You're a fifth class
citizen. Yeah. We're going to be the 10th soon. We got to just get used to it right now.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm a white male who isn't a sexual deviant. How could I be fifth class now?
We'll put that up for debate.
Yeah.
Thank you. Call back. I think I cut him off. Yeah. Call back. You're fine to call back.
Gosh, I was just teasing.
888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate.
Yes.
As we talk about all the things that are going on and mm-hmm. what can we do, and I've heard a lot of people talk about the change has to start locally.
Uh-huh.
And so we've got mm-hmm. Mayor Pike to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But I often wonder, whatever happened to Ed Baca? Did he start drinking the mayor's Kool-Aid or what?
You know, I don't know. And so all I can really say about that, since I don't know, is that he just was very quiet. It was very, very, very quiet.
So, you know, he got elected to do something. He used mm-hmm. to be very outspoken.
Yeah,
he was always,
you're
you know,
right. Yeah.
And everything. And all of a sudden, he's just, not all of a sudden, for not long after he got elected, he's just very quiet.
Right.
And I just think, did he drink the Kool-Aid?
Well,
I wish I knew the answer to that.
I'd be interested in having him as a guest on your show.
I'd love it. I'll reach out. Maybe he will. I would love it. I would love to actually ask him that question, because it was very strange that he got very, very, very quiet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
I appreciate all you do. And you know,
thanks.
I worry about you, and you're in my prayers.
Aw, that's actually so nice. Thank you for that.
Yes.
I need it. Thanks. Thank you. Very, very sweet. And I really appreciate that. This has been a tough year. We've faced mm-hmm. a lot of backlash this year, and more so than any other. It's been tough. Hasn't been easy.
Well, I'm glad that somebody else has noticed the big Ed Baca mystery.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason he finally got elected was because he was so vocal.
Yeah.
About the city council.
Right.
And then he gets elected and nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Literally nothing. It's unbelievable.
Right. I agree with you.
I can only imagine it. For that to happen to me, they'd have to be holding my one of my grandchildren over an open pit.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, and saying, you either do what we say or we're dropping this child into this hole.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine anything else. But.
Right. All right. The other thing is this. I keep seeing all these commercials about we need to be the change, be the change, be the change. And I saw a commercial the other day, and it was, you know, I was around in the 60s and the 70s, and you know, it's going to start with us, and we have to have introspection. We have to look at ourselves, and we have to change the way we treat people. I call garbage. I'm so sorry, but this isn't about being kinder. You know what it is? I'm looking around in the year 2020, and all I see is people bending over backwards for everybody else. I don't see this harsh thing that people say. They say we have to change. We have to change. All that is an ode to making way to allow people, like in this situation, to claim more than somebody else. This isn't about being kinder. I don't know of anyone that discriminates on race. I don't know of anyone that discriminates because somebody's gay. Nobody even cares. I don't care if somebody's black or white or purple. Can they do the job? Are they a good renter? Nobody cares. So this whole introspection thing, we all have to change. And they're basing it off one incident in Minneapolis, because a month ago we weren't saying this. Give me a break.
You know, this group that took over the 6-block area in Seattle has proven it's all nonsense.
Yeah.
Because they started out with this grandiose vision of the anarchy they wanted so bad, and within 48 hours they had to change their whole format.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to do what they want to do.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And they proved it in 48 hours. They didn't prove it to themselves. That's the problem.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Katie.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hey, I have a theory about Romney, and maybe you've already talked about it, but I think he would still like to be president. I think that's why he's taking a knee with the Democrats, is because if he gets the remaining Republicans on his side plus the Democrats, I think he'd still like to be president of the United States, and he's giving up his soul, you know, to he's taking a knee before the United States people instead of to his God, and he's tied in with McCain and Flake and all those people, and I think if he gets people on his side that voted against him last time, he could actually come out and say, look at me, I'm now kind of in the middle, I'm a Democrat, I voted against Trump, I've done all these things, and he could go on and try and say, yeah, I can win. The KSL up there north says that he still has a high popularity here in Utah. Personally, I think it's up north where they vote in the Democrats anyway, but that's just my theory that he would still like to become president, and by tearing everything down,
it wouldn't shock
me. Go on.
It would not shock me at all. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah.
I believe that at the height of the Democratic campaign for the primary election, when there was 15 or 18 of them, I actually think I said at one point that I wouldn't be surprised to see Mitt Romney change parties.
He should.
And try to take that nomination.
Did you know I'd actually have more respect for him if he did?
Me too.
Because then I'd say, okay, at least you're being honest. At least you're outing yourself. You know what I mean? Don't hide behind the conservative, because he hasn't been one ever.
No.
So I think we all got duped in the election of 2012 thinking he was. And so he's showing his true colors. Might as well just be it. And then I'd actually go, okay. Well,
he'd be a better Democratic candidate for the presidency than Biden.
Yeah.
He absolutely would be.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm not even going to argue with that. He would be better. Yeah, absolutely. They usually do their picks, by the way. I studied this. I actually studied when they come out with their picks. It's usually the third week of July is usually when they pick. Obama took a lot longer, though, when he picked Biden. He waited till the end of August. I don't know if people knew that or not, but not that it means much, because it really doesn't. But I just thought people should know, you know, their little pick. And, you know, I think it's actually racist to say, I'm only going to pick a black woman. Why not just pick the best person for the job? Talk about being racist.
It is racist. That's the definition of racism.
Exactly. Exactly. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I don't think Mitt Romney should just change parties. Mm-hmm. I think he should go ahead and go whole hog and change races.
that's funny. Thank you.
That would work.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I think the Supreme Court decision is stupid, and why don't they just rename it the We Hate Heterosexual People Act?
Well, it's getting there. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, it's interesting, and I value what Chris Ann Hall said, and like she said, you know, why did we do the Civil Rights Act in the first place, and why do we keep propping that up? Because that's what gave all of this legs. And she's right. And so we pass legislation like this, and every time we do it, it requires more legislation to clarify the legislation, because they're going to keep adding classes and groups.
Sure.
That's why I said, can now we add a middle-aged Mormon woman to the class thing? Because I'm certain I'll have a reason or an easy, I'm going to need an easy scapegoat for something I don't get in the future that I am unhappy about. So I'd like to be a protected class. So if we just keep protecting class, everybody, then you're right. The caller's right. As funny as that was, the caller's right. What's left? Just your white heterosexuals? I mean, so do they not get discriminated against too? Have you ever gone to California into a company that is mostly an LGBT group? Don't they have a hard time hiring heterosexuals? They want everybody to be liberal. They want their company to stand for what it stands for, whatever their messaging is. I mean, my gosh, they act like that's never been done. It has. That's been done before to people. So that's why equality before the law is the only thing in the Constitution. The founders knew they were so smart in that respect. They understood that you cannot legislate. Judgment and bias and all those things. I was listening to two people square off about race. And as I was listening to this, it was interesting because he said, you know, Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. Well, all lives matter. And the statement was, it's like saying, don't harpoon the whales. And then the other fish are like, well, what about us? You know, and so he was saying, well, I do believe Black Lives Matter. And I do believe all lives matter. And that wasn't the point. The point was that they wanted more carved out for themselves based on the fact that they thought everybody and everything was against them. So then that's why people are saying all lives matter, is because of that, is because this whole messaging of nothing's ever been fair for us. That's not true. That isn't true in America. That's not true right now. So we give into the false statements and we have a hard time kind of analyzing them and I think really seeing them for what they are. This was based on a movement of we're always getting treated this way. We're never getting anything we want. America's unfair. And that's why Morgan Freeman was saying, you know, and different people, look at all the billionaires, mm-hmm. look at all the millionaires. Yeah. That's not true. That isn't a true statement. You can't make a blanket statement and then do this big movement about this blanket statement that isn't true. So what is it really about? It's about overthrowing capitalism is what it's really about. We better start waking up. That's honestly what it's about. That's what it's leading to. Why do you think all Black Lives Matters, all the money from Bank America and Nike and all the money they're giving goes right to the Democratic Party? Because there's no way to give money to a behavior that they think is happening. So they're giving it to a party. It's a great ruse. I mean, I wish I would have thought of that. My gosh, have a big movement in America and develop money for your party and then nobody has to claim anything against contributions or anything. It's brilliant. Anyway, I'll be right back with an amazing doctor, and you're going to want to hear him. So please, please stick around. This is going to be so good.